Nothing Stops Us, The Jefferson City Seminar by Eugene Coulter. The 2021 Jefferson City Seminar will forever show how dedicated members of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri are to making life better for blind persons in our state. We knew several months ago that the event would have to be virtual, so the Governmental Affairs Committee, along with members from throughout the state, began planning for Zoom meetings. The one thing we did not count on was the weather. With ice, snow, record low temperatures, and wind chill readings of 25 degrees below zero, our already planned Zoom calls kept us from canceling due to the inclement weather. It was in some ways a blessing that because of the coronavirus, we held the seminar virtually, and because of the weather, the General Assembly was not in session that week. If we had managed to make it to the Capitol, we would have battled the cold, only to find mostly empty offices. As it was, making appointments became a challenge, but through our perseverance, dozens of appointments were held over the next several days. The reaction of members to our priorities was overall very positive. We were assured that the bill regarding the recording of individual education plan meetings was well on its way to being passed, as it is almost through the House. There was interest in our proposal to make prescription drugs accessible. While I believe most legislators agreed with the principle that we should be able to vote without sighted assistance, it did not seem that it is a priority for them. The bill to eliminate the certified mail requirement for blind pension appears to have little opposition, but as of this writing, has not had a hearing. It will hopefully make it to the consent calendar and be passed, as it was well on its way last year before the coronavirus shut things down. Another hope is to have the certified mail bill amended into a similar bill, doing away with most certified mail for the Department of Revenue. One of the highlights of our efforts was the progress made on the Bright Act. See the fact sheets in this issue. Members of the Columbia chapter spoke with Representative Chuck Basie, who is chairman of the House Education Committee, and he pledged to do his best to have the bill introduced this session. We also had very positive feedback from other members who also made similar pledges to introduce the bill. While it might be too late to actually get the bill passed this year, we will set up very well for the 2022 session. Most of the legislators we spoke with listened attentively and gave us enough time to cover the issues in enough detail that they understood why the issues are important to us. Overall, the Jefferson City Seminar appears to have been a great success again this year. Now it is time for every member to follow up with their representatives and senators on our issues. Long notes are not required or necessarily desirable. For example, if you want to write a note about HB 117, the Blind Pension Certified Mail Bill, a one or two sentence note would be enough. The first sentence stating that you support the bill, and the second sentence stating why. A similar method could be used on other bills.